Okay, how about sighing with me, and then we'll pray, and then we'll let the Holy Spirit of God speak to our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being able to worship you together, for having a group like this involved in so many different ways that we can bring praise to you, we can sing songs, we can play a harmonica tune of a pilgrim on the road before us, and speaking of the glories of your truth, the wonder of your salvation. Pray that you would speak to us now, to the deepest parts of our hearts and souls and minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you know that God the Father has delivered you from the domain of darkness? Do you know that God the Father has delivered you from the domain of darkness? I mean, do you know that if you are one who has looked to his Son and believed in him, that God the Father has, and this is from our text this morning, delivered you from the domain of darkness, and that he has transferred you to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. He, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Do you understand these things about your salvation through Jesus Christ? But more than that this morning, more than merely a comprehension of the biblical facts, as powerful as those are, Are you filled with the understanding that what God has told you in the Bible about your salvation is absolutely true? Filled as God would fill you, filled to the top, overflowing, brimming with confidence in the Word of God. And what did we say last week? Ready to pop with the amazing knowledge that one day you will leave this earth and join your Father in heaven as one of his rightful heirs. Do you know these things? Are you filled with these truths? Last week we studied a prayer of thanksgiving of the Apostle Paul, and that's in Colossians 1, verses 3 to 6. We're going to review that. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, bearing fruit and increasing since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. In a nutshell, Paul thanked God that they got it. They understood the gospel because they understood the grace of God in truth. And that's what we looked at last week. But this week, Paul takes things to a different level and prays not only that they understand these things about the gospel and grace, but that they are filled with the knowledge of God's salvation plan for their lives. You know, there's some books of the Bible, sometimes there's a text in a particular book of the Bible, and you know it's coming. It's like you're out in the desert, or you're out in the west in these flat, like Interstate 80 goes across the western part of Nebraska. Flat, and there's nothing there, but miles away you see this neon sign. And you know what's up there because it has announced itself. There are some Bible texts like that. But there are others, you just don't see them coming. And Colossians, for me, now don't get me wrong, I knew Colossians was the Word of God. Bible truth, inspired, breathed out. But Colossians wasn't like Galatians was one of those where you could just see down the road the neon sign. You knew what was coming. One gospel, no others, etc. But with Colossians is one of those where now you got to the mountains. You got to the mountains and you popped over the hill and it looked like Las Vegas. It was lit up in that way. It sneaks up, and that's what Colossians has done with me, and I think you will see what I'm talking about as we progress through this book. See, Colossians, we had said Galatians is written maybe between 45, 49, 80, 45 to 49. Colossians, pretty close, probably 80, 62, so anywhere from 13 to 15 years later. Paul's been slugging it out against the darkness. God has been speaking to him and refining his theology. And we're seeing that in this letter to the Colossians. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when your God keeps amazing you as you read and you study his word. In fact, that's what should happen, shouldn't it? He should just be setting up, just blowing us away every time we dive into this. I think you will see as we go through, because see, one of the things with Colossians, and we looked about this, in fact, we couldn't have better timing for our Sunday school class, because chapter 4 of the book is speaking of the person of Christ, and it's speaking, going to be sharing in Colossians and Philippians. But this is another comparison with Galatians. Paul knew the problem. The problem was very clear. You had these Jews who professed to know Christ, and some of them probably did, but they were demanding the work of circumcision. You had very clear what Paul was up against. The picture's not so clear in Philippians. It could be the dualism. You read these different guys in the background. It could be all these various things. But do you know what we see as God starts unfolding his gospel plan? It doesn't even matter what the false teaching is, because it gets blown out of the water. And that's probably an understatement, folks. It doesn't even, we don't have to identify the heresy, because we are going to see the truth in such a powerful and a startling way. We're going to see interaction. We've already started that between the Father and the Son. See, this is the Father's plan. He said, I've delivered you. I delivered you from the domain of darkness. And I transferred you to the kingdom of my beloved Son. We're going to see this week, God doesn't want us to just know that, but he wants us to be filled with that knowledge. And so you know what he's going to do? Now he's going to just roll right along with that. The next section is talking about who our Savior is. He's God. It just keeps going and growing and better and better. It wasn't the neon sign in the distance like some are, or some of these what we call exciting texts. But I popped over the hill, and the whole valley was full of light, the glory of our God, and the glory of his salvation. Would you turn with me to Colossians 1:9 if you're not already there? And this is a second prayer. He prayed for thanksgiving because he saw the God working in their lives. He saw they got it. They got the grace message. And now he prays for their filling. Colossians 1 verses 9 to 10. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to, there's a purpose for this filling, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him. Two things we see here. We must be filled with the knowledge of God's will to live in a manner worthy of the Lord. See, one of my approaches could have been in my introduction this morning. I could have asked you, do you feel you're walking in a manner that's worthy of the salvation that God's brought to you? Do you feel like you're walking in a way that's fully pleasing to God? Those would be legitimate questions, legitimate openings to this study. They're right in our text. And if we said, well, we are, then we would say, okay, then you must be filled with the knowledge of his will, the speaking specifically. We're going to see specifically what this was because this was the key to this text. What does it mean here specifically? Not his will in general, the knowledge of his will. The knowledge of his will in general is good. The knowledge of God in general is good. And isn't this a powerful verse on the back of your study sheet? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We're going to see, and this was jumping ahead a little bit, but I couldn't help myself, but on the center, the knowledge of the holy armor of the saints. We're going to see all of these things as we crest that mountain and we come into that valley of this powerful, powerful teaching in Colossians. What's the first, when Paul talks about in Ephesians, the first piece of weapon that you put on, the first armament, it's the belt of truth. God's, in Colossians, he's going to say, I'm going to tell you. He said, I delivered you from the domain of darkness. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you're one who has looked to him, he said, I've delivered you from the domain of darkness. I've transferred you to the kingdom of my beloved Son. And now he's going to show us very, very powerfully all of these, because he's going to show us the Lamb of God that came, the Son of God that came to be the Savior of the world. We're going to see this Christ, God, coming to earth. So we must be filled. We must be filled. We're going to see why we need to be filled. So what must we do? Well, we need to join Paul and pray for this filling. We need to join Paul and pray for this filling. Now, sometime we're going to look at and you see that? We're going to get started about this much. So you just relax, okay? And don't worry about that for a minute, because I'm not going to, all that I got here, all 11 pages, nope. Because I'd like your attention now, and then we'll pick it up next week, because we don't want to miss any of it. We don't want to miss any of it. But one of the things I want to get to, because I just, not leave your mind, because we're going to look at, well, how can this happen? Because at the very end of my conclusion, which I'm going to just jump ahead because we're not going to get to a lot of the in-between stuff, but I'm going to say, well, how do we get there? How do we get there? Well, you don't, and I don't. It's a work of the Holy Spirit of God. And the first step of that work of the Holy Spirit of God is praying for this filling. Because, see, sometimes people want to dodge following the Lord. Well, he didn't break it down and tell me practically in my next step. Yeah, I'm telling you the first step, and I'll leave the rest to God. Pray for this filling. Pray that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will. Now, what that course will set you on is that you will submit then your life to the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit of God. You will bow before him. You will be taught by him, the Spirit. You will be taught the Word of God by the Spirit of God. And if you listen to your God and if you follow that course, you will be filled with the knowledge of his will. Well, what is that? We took our little interlude here, or we're coming to the interlude rather. What's the big, huge question? Well, this is the big, huge question in our text where it says, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What is it specifically? His will. That's what we need to know. Now, it would be good to know his will in general, wouldn't it? But really, to me, this just unlocks Colossians, and we see just what God's doing. He's just rolling this powerful, powerful gospel. This gospel that in many ways seems much more refined than the gospel in Galatians, much more powerful. You know, I said that in Galatians, you know, they were all, here's another comparison, Galatians and Colossians. When, say, Paul's walking up to the Galatians church, and there's already an alley fight, and his guys are on bottom. And so Paul just jumps in, and he just starts swinging, because things are desperate and things are urgent. They've already blown it. They've already been listening to the false teachers, and there's quite a fight going on, our two little shih tzus. I say, oh, they're scrapping again. They're tussling because they like to play fight. They're both wimps, but they like to play. But this isn't a play fight. This is life or death for eternity. But Paul walked up to Galatians church, and he says, some of you, you're already turning away. I can't believe it. If anybody's preaching another gospel, let that person be accursed. In case you didn't hear it, he said it in the next verse. If anybody's preaching another gospel, let that person be accursed. It's not the same with the Colossians church. They've been hearing God. They understood the message. They got it. But what Paul says, there's an alley coming up here, and you're about to get jumped. You're about to get jumped. Now, you don't have to know what weapons they have. You don't have to know their strategy. You don't have to know anything. You don't need to be afraid. You just need to know, you need to be filled with the understanding of the gospel that God has delivered to you. He's delivered you from the domain of darkness, because see, that's the big nut to crack here. And his will specifically in this text is the will of God concerning our salvation. What is the, he said, I want you filled with the understanding of the will of the Father in our salvation. Well, how might we know that? Well, you've got this in your notes. You've got the John 6, 35 to 40. For sake of time, we're going to go right down to verse 39. And it says, John 6, 39, and this is the will of him who sent me. It doesn't get any clearer than that, does it? I mean, if you're looking for the will of the Father, it just doesn't get any clearer than that. That I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but what? Raise it up on the last day. What's that mean? The Father's given Christ some. He said, Christ is saying, the will of the Father is none are lost. There are no stragglers drop off the path. No one gets cut away from the herd. And on that last day, Christ is saying, the Father's will is that I will present all of them before him. That's God's will. Are you filled with that understanding? But see, it gets better. It gets better. For this, verse 40, is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son, Father's Son, Father's Son, Father's Son, for this is the will, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. What is the Father's will? That he wants us, the knowledge of his will, that he wants us filled with. Now, why do I say that? You say, well, Dave, you're just jumping to that. No, because it starts, it says, when I say we need to understand the knowledge of his will, it starts right in our text in verses 13 and 14, where he says these things. He said, you pray for the knowledge of his, to be filled with the knowledge of his will. And then he says, here I'm starting. I'm starting to tell you. And so delivered from the domain of darkness, transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. He started, and he's going to continue that process through the Colossians letter. So how do we pray? How do we proceed, rather? Well, we pray. Instructions in the prayer, they're very specific. We pray for the knowledge of God's will. Specifically, we want to know, Lord, help me to understand, because when we understand, when we're receptive, when we're receiving the details, and we see the power and glory of our God, and we are filled with the knowledge of that, then when someone says, do you know Jesus Christ? You say, I know. You remember, I've told you more than one time, the guys at the mission. See, you don't need a theology degree for this stuff. You don't need to be saved for years and years. You just need to be filled with the truth and submitted to God. And I've told you on more than one occasion, the guys that stand up, they'd get saved off the gutter of the streets of Chicago, and they'd stand up at the PGM, and they'd give their testimony. I know that I know that I know. See, that's being filled with the understanding of your salvation. So you can see how concerned I am for you when I ask one of you, do you know the Lord? And you say, I sure hope so. Are you going to heaven? I hope so. See, you know, there's cause. There's cause for concern, isn't there? Because that's not the Father's will. For your Father's will for you is you're filled with this understanding. And it's in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. It's not just picking up the details of our salvation from anywhere, not from psychology and humanistic slants on life and philosophies, but the Word of God through the Spirit of God. And you know what? That's just the start of that message, but we're going to pick it up next week. But as we start praying for that filling, would you? Now, let me just, one more thing. Let me just shoot to the end. Let me give you an idea what that life looks like, what you have to look forward to. Maybe you're already there. I'm not saying you're not there. But here's what's reflected in that worthy walk and that life that's pleasing. It's a life that's bearing fruit in the work of God. It's a life that's increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, this doesn't state it the same way as it did early on. This is increasing in the knowledge of God in general. It's a life that's being strengthened by the power of God. In fact, it says something like, by the might of his might, that we might endure with patience and joy. It's what we need to keep going, to be faithful to the end and giving thanks. And that's always a mark of someone who's filled by the Spirit, is giving thanks. Let's pray. Father, how I praise you for our spirit of worship this morning, for studying your word of truth in Sunday school, for you speaking to our hearts, for you moving our hearts and minds through the worship service. I thank you, Lord, that we pray for people in this church. And somebody's made the comment, said, we pray a lot. And I said, yes, we do. And thank you, Lord, that we lift up and we can do that. We thank you for our Wednesday group. What a blessing our Wednesday group is there, Lord, as we sit in that basement and we approach your throne and we intercede for this fellowship and for the people and for our community and for missionaries far and wide and whatever it might be, that we have this great confidence in the shed blood of Christ. Thank you for this instruction in Colossians, your word of truth. I thank you, Lord, that I realize at times how much I don't know and how wonderful it is to know what you know and to receive that bowed before you and to be thrilled, to be joyful in the great salvation that you've brought. Father, help us to hear these things, this very specific things of those who have come to know you, those two this morning that stand out, that you've delivered us from the domain of darkness, done deal, all bought and paid for through the shed blood of Christ, and you've transferred us to the kingdom of your beloved Son. Pray that anyone here this morning, Lord, is not sure, is not filled with this knowledge, that they would pursue you in prayer, or they would talk to one of us. How we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
White as snow, are you washed in the blood?